Welcome back to the Two Guys Named Chris show. Yeah, I don't have to tell you, all this AI technology is frightening me a little bit.
You've been scared of it since day one.
Since the first I heard of it.
The first whispers.
I said, this is going to be a problem. It's going to be taking our jobs.
Yeah, and it's going to kill us all. I remember you were one of the first early adopters of It Will Kill Us All.
I stand by that.
Yep.
Machines.
Well,
I've seen Terminator 2. You haven't.
And this is a little breaking news, but I did see on the news this morning that there's a company, I believe, called Axios, mm-hmm. who's saying get ready for the, quote, AI bloodbath when it comes to jobs.
The AI, when like soon?
Like it's, yeah.
The AI bloodbath.
AI is going to take so many jobs.
Well, we've been saying that for a while.
Yeah.
Axios is a pretty big company. I've heard
of
them.
Yeah, but this is like a real company saying.
Oh, a real company is actually saying. Now, interestingly, I saw the company Siemens. You heard of Siemens?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody did an interview with a woman there, and they were bringing a lot of jobs to the United States back from China or wherever they had them. And I guess it was like she wasn't saying it was the woman in charge, the CEO, wasn't saying it was because of tariffs, but they were able to do the job here in the U.S. more cheaply now because of AI technology. Like instead of having to pay 100 employees, they don't need those 100 employees, and AI technology can do the job, you know, can make the product that they're making. Meanwhile, they're hiring other people in like development, you know. So she says they employ Siemens 45,000 people across the country. And she was saying that AI is helping them hire people in different areas because they are not needed to physically put together things. You know, the AI can take care of that now. So and it was her spin on it was we're not losing jobs because of AI. Now, of course, I was the first to say run for the hills.
Mm-hmm.
The
bloodbath is coming.
Is a huge problem. Now, Axios has joined me in saying the bloodbath is coming. Here's the whole reason we're mentioning AI. In the previous segment, Biggie said I should be called the downer.
The ruiner.
The ruiner.
The ruiner.
Biggie, every year in October, does horror movie reviews. Now, so we're what? 7 months away, 6 months away from these horror movie reviews. Less, 4 months away from these horror movie reviews. And they're great. And it started a few years ago when Biggie said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to watch a movie every day in October and review them. And everybody was like, all right.
It was totally organic. He just thought it up on the fly.
And did it.
And the listeners loved it.
Mm-hmm.
Loved it. I said halfway through it, next year we'll do this right.
Your list is bad. The concept is bad, and you didn't monetize it.
I will exploit this correctly for you next year.
I took it over, made a list, slapped a logo on it, put a sponsor behind it, made Biggie do what I said.
Mm-hmm. How much money will I be getting for this? None.
Zero.
In fact, we're going to give you a hard time about reimbursing you for the movies you rent.
That's right.
So now it's Chris Kelly presents mm-hmm. Halloween Movie Reviews mm-hmm. with Biggie. Chris Kelly production.
The second year cost me $56. It cost me $56.
Well, that's short run. You're thinking short term.
That's right. That's right.
Wait till the residuals come rolling.
Oh
in.
Yeah. And then
the producers make the money.
Yeah.
My favorite part is when Biggie reviews the movie, and I tell him why he's wrong, even though
most of the time
I haven't seen the movie.
The Ruiner. Not a film yet, but it could be.
That's right. In year three, we took it further. I said, cut weekends and pay more. We're going to make the sponsor pay more.
And we'll do Christmas and Valentine's.
That's right.
Hey, I had to rent more movies this year. Can I?
No.
No.
Don't even think about
it.
Do
you have receipts? I do. Never mind.
Doesn't matter. Yeah. Yes. The next year, I said, we're doing Christmas, we're doing Valentine, we're doing
summer blockbusters.
Rom-com, summer blockbuster, I want it all. Biggie's working year-round. Every night of the year, he has to watch a new movie, and we sponsor. That's what we do. So, Biggie calls me the ruiner.
Well, and it's been kind of a running joke on the show that you hate fun. When anyone else has fun.
That's right.
I don't care. You get angry.
When people like a movie.
Which is very sociopathic.
I think the biggest example of that is the structure known as the Sphere in Las Vegas, which I have vowed never to even look at. even though everyone says this is the greatest thing that's ever been created. I refuse. Why? I don't know.
There's no reason. It'll never impact your life.
I don't I like to go swim upstream, go against the grain, you know?
Mm.
So here's where this comes into play with AI. A P1 listener named Steve sent in a song called Chris Kelly is No Fun. It's just to the point right there. The ruiner. So when he sent it in, we thought, wow, this is really catchy. It's all about how I made Biggie stay back and not go to the hospital. Or when he goes to the hospital, I call it a vacation, all those things. And then we said, well, did you do this? And he said, oh, no, this is totally created by AI.
He just threw some lines together and asked, I can't remember the platform he used, but they created the vocals, mm-hmm. the music, the lyric, and put it all together.
And it's very catchy.
It is dang catchy.
Here's the song.
Chris Kelly's got his tie too tight. Thinks the cry's the only fight. Biggie's in the hospital bed. Chris calls in a vacation instead. Hans a clown in Kelly's eyes. Work all day till the sunrise. Say, well, you gotta stay. No excuse to waste the day. No rest, no play, no time to dream. Chris says life's a working machine. Forget the laughter, forget the sun. Cause Kelly don't believe in fun. Fun. His cop won't change his mind. Chris says leave your rest behind. Another five is all you need. Even sick, you gotta bleed. Claws the master whipping head. Kelly thinks it's how you stand. No joy, no break, no time to stray. Only work will pave the way. No rest, no play, no time to dream. Chris says life's a working machine. Forget the laughter, forget the sun. Cause Kelly don't believe in fun.
Yeah, it's catchy, isn't it?
And
it's
like
catchy
that.
As yeah. can
very,
be.
Very catchy.
Accurate lyrics.
Yep.
I'll never forget being in the hospital and you said, well, you're not here. And meant it, by the way.
That's right. It's I made him take vacation days for his hospital.
Mm-hmm. I wish I could go to the hospital.
Man, what a thrill. What a vacation.